Good evening and welcome to the podcast. Hello, potties.
G'day, mates. How are you? What have we got planned for the weekend? Who's getting lit?
Mate, that was big in December.
Not Jess.
Oh, whatever. That was not big. That's still big in January. Alex? Alex is our resident cool guy. Nah, is lit still cool?
No, nah, I've never used lit.
You've never
I'm
used
not
lit?
That cool. Jace isn't getting lit. Because he missed out on Fat Freddy's sing.
Okay, hang on a sec. I was going to go to Fat Freddy. I'm not a massive social person.
What? Really? No, but you are, but
no,
it's like...
hang on. I'm trying.
I know you are.
2017, it's a new... Sorry, I played the PJ spilling wine sound effect. I won't play that again. 2017, I'm going to try and, like, get out of my shell a bit, and I want to try and, like, you know, challenge myself to go to events, and, like, Laneway's coming up.
Are you going to Laneway?
No, I'm just listing off what's coming up. I'm going to try and get a Laneway.
No, you're not.
Why? Well,
no, you're not.
Why? What's wrong with
you? No, we're working that day anyway.
Look, let's do the show from Laneway. Let's do the show from Laneway.
It's a bit too cool, mate.
Oh, is that too cool for me?
I can't imagine you at
Laneway.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, right, okay.
You'd need to wear like a bandana on your head, that kind of thing.
Yeah, right, okay.
Like, circle glasses.
You need to know all the bands. Like, there's quite a lot of... pretty yeah. Hipster bands.
As long as I know one, everyone's like, how's your day? And I'm like, yeah, cool, can't wait to see. And then just throw the one out. Anyway, I'm trying. I was going to go to Fat Freddy's drop on the weekend.
Oh God, actually, I want you to go to Laneway. We should make it into content. That would be brilliant.
That's the Jace.
Goes to
you're not
Laneway.
Making me a hipster. You know what? Stop taking the piss out of me.
No,
I'm trying.
Not. I know you are. And I'm so encouraging of you doing this.
Yeah. Like, what else is coming up? I go to Laneway.
Explore.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty... Oh, yeah, Fat Freddy's drop are going to Splore, actually. So
you could go see Fat Freddy's.
Miss Freddy at this weekend, but...
Splore's the real, like, that's the tripper festival.
Oh.
So you could, or, you know, like-minded people would be there.
Now his ears prick up.
Thanks very much. All right, so anyway, I'm not going to Fat Freddy's this weekend. Big shout out if you're going. Have fun. Alex is going. Keep an eye out for him.
Yeah, it's going to be a good night.
Represent, mate. Represent the show.
I'm going to the Mount.
I will.
What?
I'm going to the Mount.
Yeah, we haven't got
do you
to
remember
yet.
Asking her?
No, I'm getting to her.
We were talking about my weekend, actually.
Paige, what are you up to for the... Oh, we're out of time. Yeah, you're going on a romantic weekend away to the Mount.
Yeah. Yeah, just going, you know, for a
you
nice weekend.
You guys like surprising each other, eh?
Well, Aussie Romance is really good at that. I'm not so great at it, but he has booked accommodation and I don't know where it is until we get there.
I'm not allowed to say anything about this weekend.
Oh, you know, don't you?
I'm not allowed to say anything about this weekend.
What do you mean?
You know.
Oh, you're
you?
Trying to make out like he's going to propose or something.
No, I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying this weekend might be filled with surprises.
Oh, whatever.
Well, mate, I'm just letting you know. You're going away together, romantic weekend away. He was encouraging you to go away this weekend. Anyway, in a totally unrelated issue, we may have a big announcement on Monday's show. What?
What do you know?
What, PJ's single?
He's going to break up with you at the moment. No, he's not proposing this weekend.
Phew.
Yeah. Whoa!
No. I just
Oh, brutal.
Young.
We won't be showing him this podcast.
No.
What do you mean you're young? There'd be people listening to this show that have got kids at 26.
I know. I know that. But, like, you know, it's a big commitment.
You want to just play the field for a few more years?
No, I don't want to play the field. I'm very happy in my relationship.
Are you happy to spend the rest of your life with him?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Chuck a ring on it. We can do it Monday. Have we got 410 available?
Settle down.
I want to go back to Vegas.
Oh. No.
Oh, my God. Oh. Okay, spitballing idea. Renewing of the vows.
No, Jason.
We take the show back to Vegas. Oh, that'd be amazing.
No.
Or we do it like, oh, as a baptism, if you could spit out a baby.
I'm already writing the proposition.
Oh, it'd be amazing.
Let's, no, Eno spells no. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Hang on, any CEOs listening right now, if your company wants to sponsor it, imagine, that'd be great, you know. Harvey Norman, proudly supporting the renewing of the vows. If you're buying a deep fryer
goodbye.
For a wedding, just like
love
PJ's,
you all. Enjoy married. The podcast.
Okay, no one gives a shit what I'm doing on the weekend. Enjoy, everyone. Bye. Jason
PJ. ZM's Jason PJ podcast. ZM.
I know I give you a bit of crap because stuff just happens to you.
Yeah.
Like people think, you know, you make stuff up or they're like, hey, is the show real? Like, is PJ that? And I'm like, yep, no, stuff just happens to us.
PJ, that what?
Amazing.
Yeah, stuff does happen to me and I don't know how it happens. I don't know if I put it out to the universe and it comes back to me that way, but...
Lou and I are scared at the moment because we think we've caught the PJs because stuff's happening to us that would normally happen to you.
Do you know what happened to Lou the other day?
She told me about this.
I was waving to her across the street. She's walking around the corner and she just, as she went to wave to me, knocked into the person, nearly fell over, and then afterwards she goes, "That was your fault." And I was like, "That was not my fault."
Yeah. We're turning into
fault.
You. We're turning into you. On air, I'm getting a little bit sloppy. I'm not concentrating as much.
It's not a bad thing.
I'm driving my car into poles. Like
I've never driven my car into a pole.
Okay, the pole came out of nowhere. When we're in Bali, it just every day something would happen and Lou would go, "Oh, that's the PJ." So we end up staying at this villa because it's so cheap over there. Like if you post photos, people are like, "Oh, high rolling." And I'm like, "No, trust me, it's pretty cheap." And we're staying in this villa and it came with a chef, which was pretty cool. You had to pay for the ingredients and stuff, but, you know, the chef would cook food. Anyway, the chef was a really nice guy. He had like a little bit of a goatee. He was Balinese. I was chatting to him and he said...
Why does the fact that he had a goatee, how is that relevant?
No, it comes into the story. Okay. I'm not describing like he's a criminal and the police want a description.
I'm like, that's an interesting thing to tell me.
Seven foot four. He's quite angry. No.
Yeah.
And we were chatting because we were staying there for a week. And on the Monday, Tuesday, I was getting to know him. Mm. And he said, "Look, I'm not going to be able to cook tomorrow because we're doing a photo shoot in the other villa for the online website." And I'm trying to muck around, going, "Oh, got to look flash on the website." And he's like, yeah. And he said, "The owners are making me have a shave."
Yeah.
So anyway, next day comes about. Chef's not there. They're obviously getting the photos. The day after, clean shaven. Totally looking clean and crisp. Chef walks in. I look up and I'm like, hey, look who's here. Pretty man's here. Had his makeup on yesterday. And Lou's like, Jace. I'm like, hang on. How was the photo shoot? Look at you. And I walked up to him and I put my hands on his cheeks. And I'm like, "Oh, who's got a smooth face? Who had a shave?" And then.
It wasn't.
No, different guy.
No!
Different guy.
They must have looked very similar.
You've got no idea. No
That's
idea.
Outstanding from you, Hawkins.
Topped it off, though.
What?
Got better that afternoon because we had a little nanny round to look after the boys, right?
Yeah.
And Lou and I were doing what every Australian or Kiwi does when they're on holidays, play Uno.
Yeah.
And so we got the Uno cards out on the table and my little three-year-old's, you know, pretending to play with us as well.
Yeah.
And the nanny, who was really good, I was getting along with her as well. I hadn't rubbed her face.
Good.
And she grabbed Felix's, like, draw two, a green draw two. And she goes, "Oh, draw two, Dad." And joking around, I looked at her and I'm like, "Oh, I put down a blue card. What are you, colorblind?" Yeah, she was colorblind.
Mate, what have I told you about going into situations safely?
I just looked at Lou. I'm like, "I'm going to go wait in the bedroom until we fly back."
The Jason PJ Podcast.
You're on Fry's Affair.
Jason PJ's Hot Chip Diet.
All right, so starting Sunday night.
Who voiced the intro?
Did he put on
an Aussie accent to try and sound like you?
Someone from a drive-thru. So basically, here's the drill. Over the holidays, we were reading about Spud Man, this dude in Australia who lived on nothing but potatoes. Actually made him healthier.
Yeah, potatoes without oil, like baked potatoes. Oh, you know, potatoes in their most natural form, not absolutely saturated in oils.
I'd love a show without attitude. Sometimes we can't get what we want. So he lived off nothing but potatoes. I know you've got a friend's wedding next Sunday.
Yes, next Saturday. Yeah,
you want to be really healthy for that. You might find this hard to believe, but I want to shed some pounds and look a little bit more like Zac Efron. So. If we combine our forces and try this whole new diet, we could actually lose the weight and feel healthier. But why just eat potato? Let's eat our favourite bit, hot chips.
You know, there is absolutely no logic or health behind this.
Perfect fit for our show. No logic, Jason PJ. So yesterday we said, okay, we're going to live off Sunday night. I'm going over to PJ's house for a little fry up and we're going to start Sunday night and live off nothing but hot chips. The rules were read out yesterday. You can't chip twice. And what we mean by that is if you eat KFC chips on the Monday for lunch, that's it. You can no longer go KFC chips.
I'm just thinking back to when I have had, you know, two meals consecutive with chips in it.
Yeah.
You just start feeling sluggish.
Yeah.
You feel awful.
Yeah. But
so
if you
why do we willingly put ourselves into this?
But if you get through the awful 24 hours, you come out the other side feeling chiptastic.
You are so irritating.
We were talking about this on the show yesterday. And ladies and gentlemen, you know what I love? I love when there's a hero out there listening and they come to the party and they go, you know what, guys? This is gonna be Chip and Grape, but I want to make it even better. Producer Alex, please announce the presents that have just arrived at the radio.
Yeah, if you heard a number of sound effects in the background, that was Alex putting together a new machine.
What do we got?
We've got two Philips air fryers and one Philips deep fryer from Harvey Norman's. Even from Harvey Norman.
Thanks to our mates at Harvey Norman, who strongly suggest... I can't say they endorse the Chip diet, can I?
No.
They probably
no, don't. No, you absolutely okay. can't.
No, he said it... Said it was stupid.
Right, okay,
now,
well, there we go.
I actually only just learnt this week what an air fryer is. How do they work and how are they better than a normal deep fryer?
Yeah, this is going to blow your mind. Fries it with air. Why don't they call them something
is
like that? Is that it working?
Let's have a listen.
Hang on.
Sounds like a fan.
If you're just tuning in, we're playing radio's secret sound. So it's an air fryer. So there you go. That way you don't have to use oil.
Okay.
Hey, thank you, Harvey Norman.
Oh, that is legendary.
So, yeah, it's much healthier.
Because that was my biggest fear, the oil.
Up to 80% less fat.
Right.
Okay.
Using the air fryer.
A, I love a company who says what we're doing is stupid. B, I love it when they back it up with something free. So hats off to you, Harvey Norman.
Thank you, HN.
Oh, thank you very much.
What? And David, the intern's just bought some spring rolls so we can
test it out. Oh, intern Dave-o!
No, guys, I think we've got enough bad food going into our bodies.
Should we test it with chips?
Why don't we test it with avocados or like a nice apple or hey, why don't you even put some broccoli in it?
Oh, deep fried broccoli. Sorry, I'm dry reaching on the air.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Do you want fries or fat?
No. Jason PJ's hot chip diet.
Smooth. So look, earlier in the week we chatted with Spudman, this guy called Andrew who last year lived off nothing but potatoes. He lost 50 kilos. Oh, hang on, here we go.
Yep, yeah, with no oil.
It's a crucial detail. We can't misinform people saying, oh, this guy lived off potatoes for a year. With oil, he lived off chips. He didn't. He lived off potatoes in their purest form. So we just need to be clear to get those details out there.
Oh, you finished? You finished?
He's unfinished, but it's important.
So he lost a heap of weight.
Yes, he's got a business called Spudfit.
And he feels a lot healthier. So I was like, look, if it's worth for potatoes... God love, it's got to work for hot chips. So I've convinced Paige to do the hot chip diet with me. So starting on Sunday night for a week leading up to a wedding where she's a bridesmaid.
I'm obviously very hesitant and I'm quite moody about this.
Actually,
and I have a few random outbursts.
Sorry. No. I used to feel bad for you. And then yesterday we were running through the rules of the hot chip diet. And one of the rules is we can't chip twice. And that means we can't go to like KFC Sunday night and then go to KFC on Monday. When we've used one type of chip.
Which is fair. That's totally fine.
We can no longer go to that type of chip again.
It doesn't bother me.
But then you threw this claim out yesterday.
Curveball. What? I reckon we shouldn't have condiments.
Whoa. Think about what you're suggesting.
I think that would make this actually a lot more difficult.
Oh, Paige. My God.
Can we take that back?
I think we shouldn't have condiments.
It's just you guys are all getting up on it, like, oh, let's do this. So I threw out an idea, thinking, you know, bit of friendly banter. And then you actually took it on board and were like, all right, let's implement it. Didn't think that would happen. Thought it was just like a vision board where we throw things up.
There's going to be no
taste. You got to admit, though, it's actually going to be difficult now. Because before you were just looking forward to it and it was just like, oh, let's do what Jace wants to do for 4 days. Now it's actually going to be remotely difficult.
Yeah, I'm slightly proud of you. She's not going to be easy. Hey, here's something I was thinking of, though. Right, because you've got to plan it out. Like, you know, you can't just rush into it and just chip away. Like, there's got to be some thought and plan.
How many chip puns are we going to have over the next week? Oh, That's what I'm concerned about.
So here's what I'm thinking.
Yes.
I am going to save, like, KFC chips for the Wednesday. The reason being, something like that with a lot of flavour with the seasoning. Right? You want to punch in
because
on Wednesday.
Because we're sans condiments.
Yeah. And so, like, you think Monday, Tuesday, you're just going to be gumming on chips. They're going to taste like exactly the same thing. And then Wednesday, it's like, oh, hello, Wednesday. Surprise.
Mate,
boom. KFC
chips. I don't want to shatter your dreams, but I think after a couple of days, chips are going to taste like chips, regardless of what flavor.
Totally disagree.
No, I really believe that. I do have the tactic because we did get sent, thanks to Harvey Norman, some beautiful air fryers in.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I should say the ad. If you too are thinking of doing the hot chip diet, may I suggest going to our friends
don't
at Harvey Norman.
Don't do the hot chip diet.
Well, just if you work.
Anyone out there, don't ever think it's a good idea. It's not a good idea.
If you work, go to Harvey Norman, get the air fryer.
But I was thinking, because we're probably allowed one air fryer batch of chips a day, I'm going to do that just before bed so I don't grease out.
Oh, you don't want to go greasy into bed.
No, I don't want to go greasy into bed.
You want you.
So I want to have like a clean batch before bed.
Yeah, right.
You think that makes sense?
I get it. The problem you've got is you can use the air fryer as much as you want, as long as you're not using the same type of chip.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you're going to run out of types of chips.
Yeah. Like you got your beer batter, your crinkle cut.
But they're all laid in with the wheel in the packets anyway.
Yeah.
People made a good point on the text machine. So really, you're only going to get one batch of oil-free chips, and that's going to be the potatoes that you chop up and put in the air fryer. So you're going to have to savour that meal with everything you've got.
See, I'd break into that Wednesday.
Would you?
And then I'd go to KFC in the afternoon and celebrate with the seasoning.
I just don't know. We need tips. We really need tips.
God, Wednesday's going to be fun.
None of this is going to be fun.
I'll tell you what. Can we open the phone lines and take your chip tips?
Is that rock bottom?
Just going
I'm sure everyone's just sitting at home waiting to call us with their chip tips.
Yeah, they've been sitting there going, God, for years I've been waiting to ring this show. And finally they've done the segment I'm waiting for. Chip tips. Sunday night we start a hot chip diet. Leading right through to Thursday night. If you've got any tips to help us and make this easier, remember, no condiments are allowed.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Do you want fries or fat?
Jason PJ's hot chip diet.
Hey, look, if it was good enough for Spud Man, dude lived off potatoes, nothing but potatoes for an entire year. Turned out good for him. He lost weight, felt healthier. Yes, I know it was oil-free, but we are going to attempt to do the hot chip diet. Nothing but hot chips from Sunday night right through till the wedding PJ's got to attend next weekend.
I think because I've had so much anxiety over this and I've been dreaming about it and just all these negative thoughts about it have come into my head, I've actually broken out prematurely from the anticipation of the oil that's going to enter my body.
I've gone the other way. I feel healthier.
Really?
Yeah.
We are very, very different people, aren't we?
Really? It took this to notice? Now, I just want to run through the rules because some people are texting through going, what about Coomera chips? The rules are the chips must be
potato
hot chips. We are
committing carbicide next week.
They must be consumed in a chip form. You can't blend them or anything. The rule that's thrown out by PJ, without any thought into it, is she said, let's go no condiments.
Mate, I figure we're putting enough rubbish in our body. I think condiments are far worse. That's filled with sugar. So let's just go bareback.
We need your hot chip tips. Anything that's going to help us get through. And I will point out, we're going to Facebook Live Sunday night after 7:30, I think, we're going to do dinner at PJ's house. And that will be the first chip buffet. So Jason PJ on Facebook Sunday night. Join us for dinner.
Alex, welcome to the show. Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday to you guys as well.
Hey, buddy, you got a chip tip for us?
Yeah, well, since you can't do condiments, I thought, what about seasoning? You can go and buy, like, Nando seasoning and chicken salt, all that sort of stuff.
We did flag this with the official.
Is it a blurry line?
Producer like, Alex, where do you sit on seasoning?
As long as it's a simple seasoning. So
lemon pepper.
Yeah, but you know, like Wedges seasoning and that sort of stuff.
Question.
It's a bit too tasty.
Can we buy, like what Alex is suggesting, can we buy seasoning and add to it, or can we only have the seasoning that comes with the chips we're purchasing?
No, because you got your home chips, but you just can't use that seasoning again. So if you're going to go spend $5 on a certain type of seasoning, it's probably not really worth it.
Well, I guess to save some money, you could go to Macca's and steal some stuff.
Yeah, well, I can't endorse that, but what a good idea. Yeah, cool. I see what you've done there, Alex.
You can't endorse that. Lionel, joining us. Hello, Lionel.
Hey, how's it going? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, mate.
Hey, what's your chip
tip? What I was thinking is what you want to do, if you're saving the KFC for the Wednesday, what you could do is go in on the Monday, your first night, and ask for extra packet of seasoning, and I'll give it to you, and then you can sprinkle it on the chips that you see fit.
Yeah, the rules are...
for it.
Lionel, the rules are when you do one type of chips, even if I add the KFC seasoning to chips on Monday, I can no longer go back to KFC on Wednesday.
But technically it wouldn't be KFC.
Mate, you're arguing with someone on your team here, mate. you're arguing with the wrong guy. Producer Alex is he's the man with the rules on this one.
Don't you think, though, the more seasoning and the more salt you have, the more you're just going to want water in it? I actually think the more difficult it will be.
It's like I always say, don't you think sometimes the more you come in and talk about things, the less fun we're having? Like, mate, don't come in with
I'm
all the rules
to be
and
the
stuff.
Voice of reasoning.
It's funny you mentioned water, actually, PJ, because Mandy's got a little bit of information.
Oh, Mandy, what's your chip tip?
Hi, guys. I would be really worried about getting a bit backed up. So my tip is for you to drink a lot of water.
Is that it? Just drink a lot of water.
That is it, because no. I think you're going to get quite severely constipated.
Oh, Mandy.
I'm sorry, Jace
doesn't do well with poo chat.
We don't do toilet chat, Mandy.
We do, Mandy, and thank you very much, actually, because we didn't thought of that. We thought we were going to have a lot of water, you know, regardless of...
Didn't think about that one.
That's good to know, actually.
Well, it's not great to know. It's not like
no, it's good to be informed. We don't want to go on ignorant.
I'll put Imodium on as one of the condiments you're allowed. You should sprinkle a bit of Imodium on your chips.
Pack up a large wedges with... Sunday night, Jason PJ Facebook page.
Why?
Make sure you join us for our dinner when we start our hot chip diet.
The Jason PJ podcast.
A lot goes on during the week. I'll tell you what I bloody enjoyed being on holidays.
Not reading the news?
Yeah.
Same.
Just
serious. That was a rude awakening coming back to have to read the headlines this week.
Yeah. But.
Sorry. Email's on.
Oh, mate, if you need to check your email, we can wait.
No, all good. It's just my KiwiSaver December reports. They're available now, so I don't need to read them. It's all right.
Just working on a backup there, right? All goes to shit. Just check KiwiSaver. You got some dollars in there. So what we thought we'd do is every Friday, and look, this could be bad.
This is an experiment.
We could put a bullet through this segment week one.
We probably will.
I'm confident because I actually think you're very good with poetry.
I'm not, though. I'm really not.
Whenever you've done a poem on the show, I've thought it was actually, like, I go, I want to take the piss, but it was actually pretty amazing.
Oh, no.
So what we thought we'd do is each week we would do PJ's poem to recap what's gone on news-wise. I've got some music for you.
Okay.
Are you ready to go?
It's just, you know when someone, like, expects actually something good from you? That's when I fail.
Oh, mate, no.
So just say...
Paige.
Yeah.
It's our third year.
Yeah, okay. You know what you're getting.
I don't expect.
Okay, go. Play the music. Oh, no. Okay. Oh, I feel like I'm in a cheesy, like, music video. Okay. Okay. Just going to get the right beat.
You're right.
The holidays are over. It's time to play again. A few weeks apart, and you know what? I miss my ginger friend. A lot has happened to kick back into gear. Damn it. This song's throwing me off. Oh. Can we go? Just cut the song.
You know what? If we're going to cut anything, what about the ginger bit?
No.
All right, you want to go again?
Yeah.
Okay, when you're ready.
The holidays are over. It's time to play again. A few weeks apart and I missed my ginger friend. A lot has happened to kick back into gear. Allegations over Trump's golden affair. Back here in studio, nothing stays the same. This week we have a new what you cooking game. To continue with food... Not thinking of our hips, Jace thought it would be funny to consume only chips. Starting this weekend, no condiments in sight. It's totally inevitable. Jace and I will fight. Can't keep her hands to herself, especially in the weekend. Selena has found a new special friend. Across the ditch, there's been disputes over white and what has been called a newsy cat fight. So here we have it, my first Friday rhyme. Join me next week, same place. Same time.
I doubt the last bit.
No, not the music. I needed something behind it. It was a bit stale without something behind it.
I thought it was great.
It wasn't. That's no, your lying I face. I know your lying face. No, you're lying.
It was really good. I actually liked it. I thought it was really good.
It needed something else. Maybe I need to wrap it.
No, I know what it needs.
What?
Different time, definitely different place. I liked it. We'll do it every Friday. Screw watching the news. I'll just wait for the Friday poem.
I don't know.
ZM.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
It's loud, eh?
Well, not in a negative way.
No, in a beautiful way. In a very beautiful, calming
That is the
kind
smooth,
of way.
Smooth sounds of the Philips air fryer that we've been given by Harvey Norman ahead of our chip diet, hot chip diet. Oh, that's not. This studio is starting to smell like spring roll.
I don't know about you, Jace, but there is one thing that I love, and I know it's something that's very polarizing. People either love it.
No, but I love a glass of wine on a Friday.
I'm not talking about wine.
Oh, sorry, go on.
For once. Coriander. People either love it or hate it, and I can't understand it because I think it is one of the most delicious herbs that are out there. But a couple of days ago, Stephen Fry posted on his Twitter a picture, and I think he was in Australia at the time because it says product of Australia, $2.99 per each. And above it, it says, because this is in the supermarket and there's coriander bags above it, and it goes, coriander is effing disgusting. 100% local, use this to ruin the lives of the people you're feeding. So oh, I don't
heavy,
know.
Heavy.
I don't know if this is someone who works in the supermarket who absolutely loathes coriander or if they're just having a bit of fun. But this is not a rare occurrence. Have you seen the Facebook page, I effing hate coriander? It's got like thousands and thousands of people.
That's sad. Our Facebook numbers, we're actually losing to a page that says I effing hate coriander. That's degrading. We're beaten by a herb.
Do you like it, don't you?
I actually don't mind coriander. I remember Lou and I had a massive blue one night. We're doing little rice paper rolls at home.
You love them. It's one of your four dishes that you cook.
It's a bit of work. It's dish number three, but it's a bit of work. And I put coriander in. And she was like, oh, I'm not eating it if it's got coriander in. And I'm like, babe, it's fine. She's like, no, I'll make a salad. And then I hate that because it's like a one-woman strike. She goes and makes her own meal, which is her way of saying, no, I'm, you know, going against the regime.
Yeah.
And a massive blue over coriander. I'm like, we're fighting over a herb. What are we doing here?
It kind of makes sense, though, because I saw some research that said they've uncovered a receptor gene known as OR6A2, and this gene is found in about 10% of the population, which can actually make coriander taste like a bar of soap. So if you don't understand why it tastes so bad, it's actually because to some people it tastes bitter and awful.
Yeah, right. Makes sense now. Because I was, at the time we were fighting, I was screaming, going, this is so the OA652.
OR6A2.
You know what I mean.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Sorry, just crossing to
the air fryer.
Burning away in the background, we're gearing up for our hot chip diet. It starts on Sunday. We're eating nothing but hot chips for the week. And Harvey Norman sent us in a couple of air fryers. We've got some spring rolls cooking in there as a test run. Crossing to the air fryer now, producer Alex, how long to go?
Standing by. It says 4 minutes. So not
4 minutes?
Yeah.
Gosh, that's efficient heating right there, isn't it?
That's what we do. That's what we do. I will point out the studio currently smells like
a Thai restaurant.
Yeah, it does.
That's awesome.
It does, right?
That is awesome.
We'll cross back to the air fryer soon. At the moment, we're talking about the most hated herb in the world. This
we
is
love
nuts.
Food on this show, don't we? We really do. We're talking about coriander and, you know, how this beautiful herb divides a lot of people. People either love it or they hate it. And we wanted to know, has this herb actually broken up a relationship? Maybe it was with a friend or with a family member, a lover.
How's this? We're going to a family friend's place for dinner. Yeah. They are Indian. I have an allergy towards coriander. The food she made us had coriander all the way through it. I didn't realise I ate it. Let's just say my allergy kicked in. It wasn't pleasant. Hashtag F&A coriander.
People really hate it. Another one here, my relationship with Rhythm and Vines was compromised. I was fortunate enough to be working there a few years ago and we were part of the staff, so we were fed 3 meals a day. I kid you not, for 5 days straight, every meal had coriander. Whether it was the salad, the potatoes, the meat, by the end of it, I couldn't eat anything with coriander. A few years on, still can't.
Maddie. Welcome to the coriander hate line. what's it go with you, mate? Is that delicious herb?
I don't know if it's a coriander hate line. It's a coriander love line that I'm on.
Right. What happened?
Oh, well, pretty much me and the missus have a bit of a falling out one day when we started cooking together. We were at that stage in our relationship and she realised that I put coriander with everything.
Yeah.
And let's just say 2 years down the track, we haven't cooked a meal together since.
Really?
No.
That's it?
Really? Yeah. That bad?
Yeah, I just love it. I go through a plan a week.
What's your favourite meal, Matt, with coriander in it?
Oh, I love it. Love a bit of Mexican with a sprinkling of the old coriander on top.
Bit of chilli.
I don't want to endorse it too much. We'll lose listeners.
We will, actually. Stacey, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
What was the coriander tiff over?
So I'm Indian, and my family puts coriander on everything. So everything I cook has coriander in it too. And my boyfriend, my ex-boyfriend, he came over to my house to meet my parents for the very first time.
Right.
And he picked coriander out of every single dish my mum put in front of him.
Right.
Needless to say, we broke up shortly after.
No.
So as he was picking it out of the meal, was the entire family just sitting there judging but not saying anything?
Yeah, my mum was like, he's awful. I hate him.
God, it really,
is.
It really does divide you, doesn't it? God.
I'm really surprised that you and I are both on the same page of this, because normally we have very polarizing opinions that don't really agree.
I think maybe for me it's more that I know it's such a dividing and hated herb.
Yeah.
It attracts me to it. all right, just before we quickly go to the break, just going to cross back to the air. How's the timing? Our air fryer that we got sent in, because we're using this in preparation for our hot chip diet. Let me set the mood.
Oh, wait, I'm going to Instagram story this.
Yeah. Okay. Producer Alex.
Jason PJ on Instagram if you want to see the end result.
Over at the air fryer.
Okay, all right.
He's about to open it up. Open the air fryer.
What do they look like?
Bugger me.
Crispy and brown.
Oh, my God, they're cooked like
delicious.
Properly.
Golden. That, golden.
Bite into it on the air.
Without oil.
Oh, I want to hear the crisp. I want to hear the crisp. Don't swear.
Yeah.
Is it hot?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to burn myself. It's health and safety.
Oh! Oh, it's crispy! Oh, she's crispy!
Mate, right there is a number 4 on any Thai restaurant menu I've ever seen before. That is 100% quality.
That's a fresh and day. Gosh, that's great.
We're already getting texture.
But you could put vegetables in there, couldn't you?
There you go.
You have to ruin it with the veggie word. Jason PJ,
the podcast. I just came across a story about one of Thailand's Miss Universe hopefuls. And she went to the airport.
Are you on the ThailandTimes.com again?
Maybe I am.
It's amazing. You're just covering them all. That's what I like about you.
That's what I do. Diversity. Yeah. Right here. Anyway, she was checking into the airport. And what has got people talking is that she didn't just check in one or two bags. She actually checked in 17 suitcases. 17, not 709.
Where was she going to?
She was going to the contest.
Right, so that's all her outfits and everything.
Yeah, and they weighed 300 kilos as she went off to the beauty pageant. She was quoted saying, look, it's not that heavy. My tiaras, my evening gowns, swimwear, that's going to give me the edge over the other hopefuls.
I'll be honest, when I watch those beauty pageants...
You only need one outfit.
There's not many, and there's not much for that outfit.
Good point.
I'll be honest, it's quite thin. Like, to me, if I was going to one of those beauty pageants, I would book the carry-on ticket. It's cheaper.
Like, I pack way too much when I go away on holiday.
Don't even. Like, I was talking before about Bali.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't understand. But loo packs, this is no joke. Right, we're going to Bali. Where shirts are a dollar.
Like, started a rant.
Everyone goes to Bali just with one shirt and you come back with a suitcase full of stuff. Mm. We went with two massive suitcases, two small suitcases and a carry-on backpack. we were the only people taking more shit to Bali than leaving with it.
Sometimes you don't know what you're going to get and it's just best to be safe and take what you have as opposed to, you know, bargaining on getting it there.
I'm standing up for low.
I am all about the variety when going on holiday.
You know,
but then you never use it. I will stand on your side here. You don't actually use half of what you pack.
Here's the one I think the one thing I hate, and Lou and I have had several fights at the Air New Zealand check-in counter here in Auckland. Is they'll go, I'm so sorry, that's 26 kilos. You're a little over, but the other bag's 19. If you want to take stuff out and put in the other one, and I look at Lou going, we're not being those people.
There's nothing wrong with being that person.
No, where all your luggage is open in the airport and you're like...
So what do you do? Do you have to end up...
Dad, all these undies are 2 kilos. Do you want me to put them in your bag? No way. I'm just like, I'll pay extra. Don't make me open my suitcase in front of everyone.
No, save the money.
You'd probably be giving your jocks away. I've got too much weight. Who wants a bra? Who wants undies? I've got to get under 24 kilos. I'm not paying extra. Jason PJ, the podcast. Look, no doubt you would have seen this in your news feeds all day. This, A, it's not giving Aussies a great name. B, not giving journos a great name. It's the three news reporters over in Australia on Channel 9. They were about to do a special in the afternoon news where they talk to each other. They call it the chat room. And they're about to cross to each other. They're all on different satellite feeds, but they're all on the screen together. And unfortunately, the lady anchoring the broadcast wasn't happy because they were all wearing the same thing. And this video is leaked.
It's hard to watch.
This didn't go to air. This was like before they were about to go to air. So someone's leaked this video. Yeah. So heads would be rolling at Channel 9. Have a listen.
I need Julie to put a jacket on because we're all in white. I asked her before we came on. Julie, you need to put a jacket on.
I'm sorry, I've been flat out.
Well,
honestly.
I'll call wardrobe and we'll get something.
No, if there's just a jacket floating around out there.
Oh, Like the witch hunt is on to so find the person who leaked that footage.
You know what it made me think of? Like, because I know whenever you get dressed for a nice occasion, you're like, oh God, I hope no one else is wearing the same outfit.
Whatever. I don't care.
So looking out for you.
Oh, don't.
Because I know you said you're going to go do some grocery shopping after the show tonight.
Don't you dare bring him back.
I decided to call a few supermarkets today as your personal assistant, Sebastian, and just let him know, look, PJ could be coming in. She wants to make sure no one else
deal with you.
She wants to make sure no one else is wearing the same outfit as her.
Afternoon, Peckham. So, Glenys speaking.
Hello, Glenys. My name's Sebastian. I'm calling from A1 Talent. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I look after quite a well-known celebrity here in New Zealand, and she's going to be shopping in your store this afternoon. She's wearing a black dress, and it's sort of got like some yellow stitching on it.
Right.
Here's her issue. She's scared that your uniforms are going to look similar.
Our uniforms are pants.
Right.
And a black shirt with a tiny bit of yellow edging on them.
That's what I thought. It's like only the smallest bit, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
like we got the... Where's your shirt, Niffy? Sorry. It's got like the Pack and Save logo on the left-hand side.
Left side, yep.
And it's got yellow stitching around the edge of the collar on the shirt, and that's it.
Right, just do a diagram now. Because hers is quite a low cut top. She's a bit easy between you and I.
Right.
And it's sort of got, yellow stitching around the collar. Because, her fear is, she's going to... You know when you rock up at the same party and everyone's wearing the same dress?
Mm.
Nightmare.
But if she's wearing a low cut dress and we're wearing very ordinary, long, plain black pants...
Yeah.
And...
It shouldn't...
A T-shirt, a polo shirt, they are. Not the T-shirts, they're polo shirts.
Dull. Between you and I... Chalk and cheese.
I reckon.
But her, she'll go, oh, God, same colours, that sort of thing. No. I've got to ask, just so I can tell my boss I asked, you guys don't have any jackets or something you can put over by any chance?
There's too many staff.
Yeah, right.
I mean, there's masses of staff and they come and go during the day.
Oh, here's one for you. The guys I see in the car park collecting the trolleys, they wear like a reflective jacket, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
You wouldn't have enough of those to go around?
No, certainly not.
Damn.
No. We probably wouldn't have enough jackets anyway.
I'll try and explain that to her. She thinks she's a lot bigger than she is between you and I. Okay, one last request. This is, again, it's a silly one. Could we, almost get the cashier to put her hand over the logo so she doesn't display any yellow on her top?
No. And they won't make exceptions for anybody.
Yeah. Well, she's not anyone, technically. I'll tell you who the celebrity is.
Mm-hmm.
And I use that word quite loosely. PJ Harding?
Can't say I even know that person. I'm sorry.
Well, you've made my day, let me tell you. She works in radio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Never heard her?
No, I'm very sorry to say not.
Oh, you're saying sorry to the wrong person, let me tell you. Well, look, I'll see you when we pop into the store, okay?
Okay.
Have a good weekend.
Yes, thank you. You too. Jason PJ, the podcast.
Spy.co.nz. James Corden was asked by Khloe Kardashian who was the rudest celebrity he's had an encounter with. He said Pierce Brosnan.
I went to see U2 and Pierce Brosnan was with some friends here. They left like halfway through the gig. Me and my wife moved into this area and literally I've never felt anything like it. This arm went on here and just pushed me out the way.
Maybe he was drunk.
Maybe he's just a bit rude.
Yeah.
I think you'd have to be...
That reminds me of something you'd say at the end there. Maybe he's just effing rude.
I love Corden. I think you'd have to be pretty rude to upset James Corden.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the guy hates saying any negative stuff.
You could
stuff
tell
about...
It was really hard for him to actually say something that wasn't positive about someone.
Mine? Jeremy Renner.
Who's Jeremy Renner? Oh, what TV show?
No, he's a movie star, but I'm glad you said he's doing TV. Google him. Quickly Google Jeremy Renner.
I know what he looks like in my head.
One of the Bourne movies?
Yeah.
He's done a heap of other movies and stuff.
Hang on, let me see if it's the guy I'm thinking of. Yes.
Yeah.
Is he rude?
Rude.
Why?
Rude. He was rude. A movie came out.
Did you get his name wrong, though?
No.
Let's just hear all the specifics.
Not this time. Not this time. Not like when I interviewed Chris Pine and thought he was Chris Hemsworth. No.
No.
Yeah. No, he was promoting that movie, Hansel and Gretel.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And you could tell he hated doing the movie.
Do you mean Hansel and Gretel? Because I... No, is it Hansel? So what is Hansel, though? Alex, come on.
I know what he's trying to do here.
He's trying to be correct.
How, you know how we say chance instead of chance?
He's gone,
it can't be Hansel over here. It must be Hansel.
Are you sure though? I feel like that might be the correct... Are you sure that's not the correct way of saying
it? We can just say...
We say Hansel and Gretel. I'm trying. I'm trying to help you out.
I was trying to be Kiwi.
Jason PJ. Weekday afternoons from 3 on City.